You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
It was a quiet night overnight as there were no arrests reported by Minden City Police or the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. More news coming up.
80% chance of morning showers. Temperatures dropping to 51 by the afternoon. Northwest wind gust to 25 miles an hour. Clearing overnight, low 29, northwest wind gust to 30 miles an hour. Sunny Friday, high 52, north wind gust to 20 miles an hour. Clear Friday night, low 28, north wind 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny Saturday, high 57. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low 36. And that's the forecast.
The Webster Parish Police Jury held a special meeting on Thursday to fill the unexpired term of District 5 juror Bernard Hudson, who passed away recently. The jury voted 10-0, with jurors Alan Gilbert and Daniel Thomas absent, to approve Mike Griffith to fill the remainder of Hudson's term, which expires on January 7th of 2024. The jury also formed a committee to discuss tethering laws with jurors Steve Ramsey, Steve Lemons, Randy Thomas, Adam Lee, and Beverly Kinnon, along with President Jim Bonzel. The committee will meet along with Webster Parish Sheriff's Office representatives beginning with the March committee meetings. The next regular scheduled meeting of the Webster Parish Police Jury is set for Tuesday, March the 7th. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Parker Self, Shannon Boyd Jr. was sentenced to 3 years hard labor with credit for time served for theft of $1,000 or more, but less than $5,000, and was sentenced to 6 years hard labor suspended plus 3 years probation and fined $2,500 plus court cost for distribution of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Michael A. Bradley was sentenced to 5 years hard labor suspended for each of two counts of possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, plus 4 years hard labor suspended for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance heroin, and was fined $1,500 plus court cost. The sentencings are to run consecutive. Elizabeth Chester was fined $150 plus court cost or 5 days in jail for careless operation of a vehicle. Faith Deem was fined $1,000 plus court cost plus 5 years hard labor suspended and placed on 3 years probation for aggravated second-degree battery. Bria Deessa was fined $100 plus court cost for possession of marijuana. Robert Lee Dyson Jr. pleaded not guilty to distribution of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial on May the 1st. Jasonda Hunter was sentenced to 3 years hard labor with credit for time served for forgery and 1 year hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. The sentencing is to run concurrent. DeCorey Kinsey was fined $100 plus court cost for possession of marijuana. Jorge Menendez Hernandez was fined $500 plus court cost plus 60 days suspended and 1 year probation for DWI. The court revoked the probation of Michael Dylan Miller, who was ordered to serve his original sentence for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. Stacy Theodos pleaded not guilty to remaining after being forbidden and will stand trial at a later date. Cade Bryant Thompson was fined $500 plus court cost plus 60 days suspended sentence and 1 year probation for DWI. Ryan Thompson was sentenced to 1 year hard labor with credit for time served for second degree battery. Mark Allen Willis was sentenced to 1 year hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. Bossier Parish will be on the receiving end of a pair of grants totaling more than $6.6 million dedicated to construction, improvements, and safety measures on several parish roads. Parish engineer Eric Hudson told police jury members on Wednesday that a local road safety program grant of $3 million will target more than 50 miles on nine roads for striping, signage, and other low-cost safety improvements. Included in the LRSP are 15-plus miles of old Plain Dealing Road from Benton Town Limits to the Plain Dealing Town Limits, while 10 miles of Bellevue Road from U.S. Highway 80 to LA 157 will see improvements. Other roadways included in the program are Linton Cutoff Road from Linton Road to LA 162, Linton Road from Airline Drive to the end of pavement, Parks Road from Linton Road to Crouch Road, Bodcaw Station Road from the railroad crossing to US 80, Sligo Road from LA 612 to LA 157, and Johnson-Coran Road from LA 157 to LA 527. Hudson told police jury members that the local road safety program grant is provided by federal government through the state. Projects on three parish roads estimated to cost just over $3.668 million will be funded through an Eastern Federal Lands Access Program grant. This grant requires a 20% participation from the parish. Roads designated for design and engineering plus paving, road base, and surface course projects include Bodcaw Dam Road, the Cotton Valley Road, and Ivan Lake Road. These are projects that we'll probably be getting to in about a year, Hudson said. During Wednesday's meeting, police jury members also gave special recognition to Wesley Reed for an act of heroism that saved the lives of a family in distress off of a beach in Hawaii. Accepted a report on the meeting of the Animal Control Committee. Accepted a proposal from Mike Hefner, Geographic Planning and Demographic Services, LLC, for assignment of polling locations for new precincts created during redistricting. Adopted the communications policy for sensory impairments in connection with the Louisiana Community Development Block Grant. Adopted the language access plan for limited English proficiency persons in connection with the Louisiana Community Development Block Grant. Reappointed Billy Jordan and John Mark Robertson to the board of directors for the Bossier Parish Communications District No. 1 for 4-year terms each, with terms expiring March 1st, 2027. These are joint appointments with the City of Bossier City. Approved the application of David R. Cook for a 2023 Bossier Parish Beer Liquor License at Daiquiri Palace, 1911 Highway 80 East in Houghton. Adopted a resolution authorizing the Parish of Bossier to join with the State of Louisiana and other local government units as a participant in the Subdivision Settlement Participation Forms of the Distributor Settlement Agreement and CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart Settlement Agreements. Adopted the Certificate of Substantial Completion for Project Number 2022-100, Bay Hills Main Entrance Improvements, and adopted a resolution in opposition of a policy change by the Federal Emergency Management Agency concerning inundated roads during flooding. More news in a moment. The 2023 MLK Black History Parade is set to roll this weekend on Saturday, February 18th at 11 a.m. in downtown Minden. The parade will begin and end on Main Street near the Water Tower and First United Methodist Church. Retired City Attorney Charles Minifield will serve as this year's Grand Marshal. Parade entries will compete for first, second, and third place in the following categories: Best Decorated Car or Truck, Best Decorated Float, Best Band Performance, and Most Spirited Group. At the conclusion of the 40-plus entry parade, a crowd pleaser, the annual Battle of the Bands, will spotlight Minden High School, Mansfield High School, Bastrop High School, and Huntington High School, competing for the bragging rights as the winner. Following the parade and Battle of the Bands, the annual youth rally will feature honoring local trailblazers who have historical accomplishments and service to our community. This year's honorees will include Cassandra Swan with healthcare, Reverend Billy J. Hawkins, ministerial, Frankie Mitchell, education, Joe Cornelius, community service, Walter Morgan Jr., entrepreneurship, and Legarius Sneed, Super Bowl 57 champion. Endow a Dream Scholarship recipients will also be announced. K.O. Rare Breed MC of Houston, Texas will motivate our young people to be the best they can be and never give up no matter what they face in life. Again, the 2023 MLK Black History Parade and events surrounding the parade will begin Saturday, February 18th at 11 a.m. in downtown Minden. The Buds and Blooms event will be held Saturday, February 25th at First United Methodist Church in Minden from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. with registration beginning at 8:30 a.m. Tickets are $15 a person, featuring John Dillon, expert birder, ornithologist, best bird plants, Billy Hummer, Hummer & Sons Honey, Tony Mullins, Sarepta Brown Cotton. Proceeds will benefit 4-H scholarships and a youth gardening contest. Again, the event is Saturday, February 25th at First United Methodist Church in Minden. The annual Greater Minden Chamber Membership Gala is scheduled for March the 28th. Honors awarded at the event include the Small Business of the Year, Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, Community Partner, and the Man and Woman of the Year. And the Chamber will unveil their new Chairman's Circle. The Man and Woman of the Year nominations are open. The Man of the Year, sponsored by the Minden Lions Club, deadlines is February the 22nd at 11:59 p.m. The Young Women's Service Club sponsors the Woman of the Year Award, and the deadline for nominations is also February 22nd at 11:59 p.m. The Minden Recreation Complex is concluding their signups for baseball and softball registration. The deadline is today, Friday, February 17th. For more information, contact the Minden Rec Center at 371-4241, or you can register online at mindenrec.org. The next night at the museum is scheduled for Monday, March the 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Dorcheat Historical Museum at 116 Pearl Street in Minden. The guest speaker is Catherine Poole, who will speak about the Germantown Museum. Again, the Night at the Museum event is scheduled for March 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Dorcheat Historical Museum, and that's at 116 Pearl Street in Minden. Funeral services for Hamilton Don Bickham are scheduled for Friday at 12 noon at the Mount CME Temple in Minden, with burial to follow at the Shepherd Street Cemetery. Funeral services for Lewis M. McDowell are scheduled for Friday at 2 p.m., a graveside service at the Lane Cemetery in Sibley. Funeral services for Adeline Island are scheduled for Saturday, February 18th at 11 a.m. at the Blue Run Baptist Church in Minden, with visitation on Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Benevolent Funeral Home Chapel. Burial will follow the service at the Mayflower Cemetery in Minden. Funeral services for Barbara Dunbar Moore are scheduled for Saturday, February 18th at 12 noon at the St. Rest Baptist Church in Minden. Visitation will be Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Benevolent Funeral Home Chapel. Burial following the service will be held at the Shepherd Street Cemetery in Minden. Funeral services for India J. Moore are scheduled for Saturday, February 18th at 1 p.m. at the Northwest 14th District Building in Minden, with visitation Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Benevolent Funeral Home Chapel. Burial following the service will be held at the Shepherd Street Cemetery.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945.
wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16, $15 each or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16. 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk in a pop-up hunting blind, 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.